Hi, I was looking for Isabella.
Yes, that's me. Who's this?
Hi, Isabella. My name is Duncan, and I work building maintenance for your apartment. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm just busy at work.
Oh,
what do you
okay.
need?
Okay, cool. Sorry to bother you at work and stuff, but I just wanted to make sure that I called you before the police did. So
what?
I'm went. Yeah. Did you speak with them yet, or did I call you before the police?
What are you talking about, the police?
Well, I can tell you about that in just a second, but first I wanted to say that I apologize for misjudging you.
What?
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
What are you talking about? What is happening right now?
It's sort of a long story, but I've seen you around a lot, and then because, just of the way you are, I thought maybe there was something sketchy going on and you were hiding a secret or whatever.
Wait, what? Who is this? Who are you again?
My name is Duncan, and I work building maintenance at your apartment.
Yeah, but do I know you?
Well, no, we've never actually had a conversation, but I've seen you around, and I think I thought some things about you that aren't actually true, and so I wanted to call and say that I was sorry about that.
I don't know you. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, and you're telling me you called the police on me?
Well, I guess I can just tell you if you want to know what happened.
Yeah, obviously. Hold on. Yep, I'll be right there. I'm at work. My boss just called me. Tell me what's happening right now, please.
I'm sorry about that. I can call you back if you need to go because I'm...
No, obviously I need to know. Tell me what's happening. What are you talking about?
So what happened was I thought maybe you were selling meth.
What?
Yeah, methamphetamine. I don't know
oh
if you know
God.
What that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know what meth is. You're idiot. If the cops are there and they found nothing, which they did because there is nothing, then tell them that it's your fault and get them to leave.
Yeah, I sort of already did that, you know, because like after the flashbangs and then the breaking your door down, they were very upset with me.
Wait, what? No. You did not break down my door. That's not real.
You're right. You're correct. I did not break down your door.
Okay. Is my door on right now or not?
No, it's kind of broken into a lot of pieces, so...
You just said you didn't break my door down. Well, is it broken or not?
So, it is broken, but, I didn't technically break it. The police did. Like, they got, like a battering rammy thingy, and then they...
No. Stop. Because, okay, first of all, this is crazy. Second of all...
That's what I said.
Why would the... Oh, did you? Well, then why didn't you stop them from doing it? Because why would the police... First you said they blew up my door, and now you're saying they...
Well, no, they threw these flashbangy things in your window, and then they exploded, and
Duncan,
it was really
Duncan,
loud.
Shut up. Do not tell me that the police destroyed my apartment. You cannot tell me this right now.
Okay, so you don't want me to tell you that, or you do?
Oh my God, you're a moron. Okay, I need to talk to the cops. Give the cops the phone right now.
Well, they aren't here. They left, so I can't really give the phone to them. So
this is the worst day of my life.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's the worst day of your life, then I should tell you that it's a prank phone call, so like maybe it'll get better.
What did you just say?
I said it was a prank phone call.
Wait, who? Why? What? What are you talking about?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your boyfriend Ben set you up.
What?
Yeah, it's a joke. He thought it'd be funny because he told me that you have some weird people working in your building maintenance and wanted to freak you out.
Yeah, well, we do. And it was way too real. It's not funny. I'm late for a meeting now at work.
Okay, well, at least your place isn't ruined.
Oh, that's hilarious. You're hilarious.
Okay. Bye-bye.